Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Hair loss is tough, but for people with alopecia areata, it's even harder. The autoimmune disease causes hair to fall out in patches, leaving many to rely on wigs or hair toppers.
But now a treatment offers hope, a chance at a full head of hair. The disease can affect people differently. Some suffer complete hair loss on the scalp. Others have no hair on their entire body.
Diffuse alopecia causes thinning all over, while ophiaceous alopecia only affects hair along the back and sides of the scalp.
About 7 million Americans, regardless of race, have it. Most are in their 20s and 30s. Even children can get it. Other symptoms include nail pitting, scalp itching, and changes in hair color and texture.
Several years ago, a drug called deruxolitinib showed strong results in clinical trials. Then last year, the FDA approved it.
Today, several similar drugs are available. They inhibit a signaling molecule called Janus kinase, which then reduces inflammation and immune cell attack on hair follicles, allowing hair to grow.
The drug doesn't cure the disease, so hair loss returns when patients stop taking it. Still, about half the people see great results given enough time.
Common side effects include GI issues, headache, acne, and higher blood pressure and cholesterol. However, there are some serious side effects, including heart attacks and stroke, cancer, and serious infections.
Long-term follow-up is still needed, but it's a breakthrough for people longing to restore their looks.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or listen to our podcast on your favorite podcast service.